Guzman Tree Service and Landscaping.
Looking for a way to shrink your energy bill this winter? Visit Modern Air to learn about the efficient Lennox systems and their fall rebates. Call 342-7577.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Well, SHRM of Greater Emporia's 13th Annual Emporia Area Business Conference is coming up, and we're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this morning by Coralie Owens of Norfolk Iron and Metal, Kim Laporto of ESB Financial, and Callie Lowry of Vectec. Coralie, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you. It's a beautiful fall Friday.
Kim, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. And Callie, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, you guys are just a few days away here, Coralie, from the 13th Annual Emporia Area Business Conference. And what has you most pleased that this is back on the schedule here? And we'll talk about the lineup of presenters, but what has you pleased about the strength of the presenters that you have coming in here soon?
We are very excited about having Tim Davis start us off. He's an attorney out of Kansas City, and he talks about the legislation updates. In our ever-changing world, we need to really stay up to date. And he's just a dynamic speaker, so very energetic, and he's a great start to our conference.
Okay, let's give folks the when and where here, Coralie.
All right, so it is a new location this year. We're going to be at the Flint Hills Technical College, and it's October 22nd. That is a Wednesday, and registration starts at 8:30, with 9 o'clock being the welcome and the first speaker at 9:15.
Well, let's kind of go through the schedule here, Callie, as far as the different presenters are concerned.
Yeah, so like Coralie said, at 9:15, Tim Davis will kick us off, and then following him, we will have Trina Ricketts talking about reducing the risk during a corporate reorganization. Following that, after our lunch from Gourmet to Go, we will have Melody Rail talking about workplace accommodations under the ADA and PWFA. Following that, we will have Teresa Shulda doing workplace investigations, and then we'll wrap up with Todd Sutcliffe on AI in the workplace, which I personally am super excited for because AI is just taking over.
Yeah, no kidding. And you've got to keep up with that. That is for sure. Kim, how much does it cost to participate, and how can we get registered?
So you can go on to our website at hrpage.sherm.org. And you can register there. Right now, it's $40 to come to our event, which is pretty darn cheap, if I have to say so. You get lunch, you get breakfast, we provide snacks, and it's just a fun time.
You know, one of the things, too, that really strikes me, you know, we mentioned here the presenters and the topics, and Coralie, you always have done a great job of keeping folks current with the conference. And clearly with your presenters, you're hitting a number of things that are not only going to be affecting, you know, HR professionals short term, but they're going to be really kind of setting the stage for some significant impacts in the HR side of businesses long term with these presenters.
Absolutely. And besides this conference, I do want to point out that we do meet monthly the second Wednesday of the month at the Chamber. And so we have other topics and speakers. It's always posted on our website under meetings and events for the next month, what we're having. So anyone is welcome to join. It is free the first time you come to our meeting. You just have to pay for your lunch. But as we talked about last time, we are becoming a dual membership. So anyone who is a member of the National SHRM can just check a box now and become a local member and attend those meetings monthly for free.
All right. And I assume, too, you know, we've got business people here that may not have specific HR, you know, people in place. They may be, you know, a smaller business, but certainly this information would apply to any business people out there, wouldn't it, Coralie?
Absolutely. We encourage anyone in a supervisory role or a management role or a business owner. There are times even in a bigger company like I have where a supervisor can personally be held liable if they do something wrong. So it definitely would benefit anybody in a supervisor or leadership role.
And the legislative update here, Kim, that everything kind of has to shift around what the laws do or maybe how the laws change. So that's important as well.
Oh, it's very important. I mean, the laws change all the time, and you have to stay up with them or, you know, like Coralie said, you could get yourself in some trouble. So it is very important to keep up to date with that kind of stuff.
Kelly, let me ask you here about, you know, how you got involved with SHRM and really the benefits that you've seen about being involved here with SHRM.
Yeah, so I got involved in SHRM and SHRM Greater Emporia when I was actually working as Coralie's HR assistant and I was going to school at the time. It's extremely beneficial. In fact, because of it, I was able to get certified. And so now I hold my SHRM CP certification as well, just like many others here. And one other nice thing is our speakers that we have, you can get continuing education credits for those. So for someone who has their certification, we do offer the continuing education credits as well.
How about you, Kim? What has SHRM meant for you?
Well, I am very new to the HR world. I've been with ESB Financial for quite some time, but HR is new to me in the last few years. And I heard about the HR page, which is now SHRM of Greater Emporia, and I started going to the meetings. And it's just really nice to be able to have a different speaker every single month, and you can just get a little bit more knowledge on different topics just to keep up to date with all of the ever-changing laws and all the things that go into HR. So it's a great benefit to be a part of.
All right.
You mentioned earlier about business owners attending. So we're great resources, so you can network.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, once again, Coralie, I kind of lay down the specifics for the conference coming up here in just a little over a week.
Okay, wonderful. So 13th annual, October 22nd at Flint Hills Technical College with registration at 8:30. I do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. So Breakfast Burritos is going to be from Brown's Shoe Fit. Our lunch sponsor is Idea Tech. And then our happy hour and afternoon snack is Axe Shed and Classic Vending. And then, of course, we've got Flint Hills Technical College, Hills Pet Nutrition, Souter Custom Fabrication, TCT, VecTech, Norfolk Iron and Metal, Crosswinds as sponsors.
That's a great list and a lot of great partners here, too. So, Coralie, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a great turnout.
Wonderful. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Thanks, Callie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too, Callie Lowry with VecTech, Kim Laporto, ESB Financial, Coralie Owens with Norfolk Iron and Metal with us here on Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
Okay. Don't forget, right after headlines, we got a Newsmaker 3 segment. Kalani Davidson talking about all the different activities in Admire for their fall festival. That's coming up here soon.
KVOE Live and Local. It is 836, 62 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 72-hour...